for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
You there, Kingy?
A number of teams.
It's a war of attrition,
well, we haven't gone anywhere, Nico, and I see you've got Greg Mellor with you for Geelong Marine World.
We've got Greg here. A great win. Probably three quarters, but it was good to get back on the winners list.
Yeah, it was important for us, for our footy club, to perform. We felt like the last, you know, obviously Colac, we played well at different stages against Marys, we played well. We knew that North Shore would come out and play a really strong brand of football on the back of their, you know, after last week for them, but they had a couple of handy ins. Davenport always makes you feel a bit concerned when he's playing. I thought we started really well, and our second quarter was really good, both, you know, in all facets of the game. I felt like we're finally, like, our defence has always been pretty good, but I felt like we're able to get our offence up and going in that second quarter. Went to sleep a bit in the third, and it was pretty tough conditions out here, you know, coming down on the bench in the third quarter, and then you know, last quarter started well and dropped out a little bit, and then yeah.
So last week I noticed that you sent Jaden Symes to the umpires, and you did it again today. So you'd like to share the message with us, what you got him trying, Jaden, to tell the umpires to look out for?
Well, last week just felt like the ruckman was just jumping across the line, and so we just sort of were just getting some clarification on the blocking rule. And today, obviously, there's a little bit of a dust up at quarter time. You know, we felt like that there's, you know, a couple of our on ballers, Gribble and Baxter Mensch. We're just asking, you know, can we just for them to be looked after.
Greg, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on your victory this afternoon. So did you work out with Jace Davenport what beer you were drinking, Great Northern or Carlton Draft? So you engaged in some sort of banter during the second half?
Yeah, that's all right. I said, I think he said a Great Northern, so I'm looking forward to it.
He has to drive.
West End, I think.
West End. Your performance this afternoon is going to be detracted by what happened at quarter time. Have you had any feedback from the umpires in terms of they laid any reports? There was no send-offs, I'm guessing. There was probably no reports laid.
No, look, I was sort of, as I came down, like, it sort of had was going while I was coming downstairs, so I didn't see a lot of it. It looked to me like a little bit of mostly just pushing and shoving. So I'm sure that if the umpires have seen anything, they'll look at it. If not, there'll be some B vision and maybe, I don't know. And then we'll go from there.
Is there any incidents that you'll ask your club to have looked at involving your players that might have found themselves maybe treated a little bit unfairly?
No, we haven't really talked about it, to be honest. We've only just sort of come off and reviewed the game and just had a bit of feedback on that sort of stuff.
Greg, congratulations on the win, mate. Obviously, we've had the pleasure of seeing you guys over the last couple of weeks, and I guess you know where I'm going to be heading with this. The connection between your mids and the forwards today looked like it finally clicked after the last couple of weeks, and I know you just briefly mentioned it then, but the transition from mid to forward was a lot better this week and more direct.
Yeah, look, it's something that we're continually working on and building. I still felt like we overused the ball at times and then just invited pressure, you know, around the midfield rather than getting it in. You know, I felt like we had a couple of good matchups forward of the footy. But, yeah, absolutely. We, you know, I think 14 goals is probably our highest score this year, so there was definitely, you know, good reward for the players that we spoke about it and worked on it during the week.
Yeah, Jackson Collins looked like he had a little bit more freedom in that forward line today. It looked like he had a little bit more space. He hit up well and he presented. So if you can get him sort of performing like that every week, it straightens you up a fair bit too, and you got that target on the move to go to.
Yeah, he does. He works super hard, and he's a very good contested mark, especially for his size. So we, well, you know, I was pleased with the way he worked.
Oh, Hanley kicking three helps as well, doesn't it? So
he's a
he's not a bad player.
He was a handy in. He was a handy in.
Let me guess, you lose him probably back to Carlton next week.
I would think so. I don't think we'll see him for the rest of the year.
Yeah, it's disappointing. Here's Jason Doherty for Geelong Marine World.
Greg, I was going to say, I thought your midfield rotations and set up were really good, that you could add David to it, and you, the reliance on him doesn't have to be like he's the cream now, which is really good. Like, you've got Baxter, Phil Moy Moy had a great game, Ethan Little had a good game, and obviously Gribble on the wing just, you know, just tore it apart. So yeah, it must be good to have that cream on the top now.
Yeah, look, we feel like we're getting a bit of depth to go through there. And then you've got, you know, Tanner Lewis occasionally goes in as a, sometimes as a mid and sometimes as a ruck. You know, Sean Barnes is fairly clever as well too. So we feel like we're building some depth, you know, in that area. And, you know, and David is such a really strong leader. He's such a selfless player, and he really tries to bring other blokes into the game. And obviously, you know, his work rate inside the contest, I think, is elite.
And just one last one from me too. Brad Wood back in the team today. Very heavily strapped finger or hand. Is that the problem that he's had?
Last week he had the flu.
Right,
so he was out with the flu.
Okay.
I thought he did a really good job on Davenport in the first half.
Yeah, he did.
And for first, look, he's just such a competitive beast. You know, we really missed him last week against against St Mary's. He's quite unassuming. I don't think many people know him or would understand the role that he plays outside our club. But he hates being beaten. He's just a competitive beast. He thrives on one-on-one contests. He thrives on playing on the, you know, almost the, you know, the best mid-size forward that the opposition have.
The ladder's updated, Greg, and you're sitting sixth now. Your percentage outside the top five. Are you comfortable with where you're at 5-4 at the halfway mark?
I'm happy we're ahead of the ledger, but the look, to be honest, it's just, you know, we've got to take care of next week. You know, and that's sort of where we're at as a footy club. It's you know, there's going to be a bit of a logjam in that, you know, probably spots 4 and 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, and how well we go. And we get to play a few of those sides in the next couple of weeks. So it'll sort itself out. Where we're at is not great. Obviously, our game against Joey's will hurt us with our percentage. So we're going to have to win probably one more game than those other teams.
Yep. Yeah, Bell Park next week at High Sushi Oval, South Barwon, Leopold, back-to-back home games, including one we broadcast on Sunday, June 26, and then Grovedale Purdue Reserve. So you're right, just teams all around you for the next month. Greg, well done on the win today. Congratulations on your performance as a team retaining the Ronsells Cup. Now, do you guys, there was in the previous Ronsells Cup games a best on ground, either medal or trophy. Is there still one?
I think so. I think, Steve and obviously Ron's wife Lorraine will present something upstairs after this.
I think Lockie Hubbard's won it a couple of years ago, or 2019.
Yeah. Yes,
that's what I remember that night, Greg.
I was going to say that was early in on the evening. Wasn't it?
That was a very entertaining evening, Greg. We'll let you go. Enjoy the evening. Well done on the win, and really appreciate your support of K-Rock Footy over the last few weeks, and look forward to seeing you in 3 weeks' time.
Thanks, boys. You do a great job.
Well done, Greg.
Greg Mallory joining us on K-Rock Football.
For Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine, the post-game interview.